types of things did you do to help with that farm?
If you begin in the beginning, you know, you helped your dad plow the ground and get it ready. And then when you planted and the cotton came up, you had to chop it, thin it so it would have more room to grow. So I chopped cotton and I did all sorts of hoeing around the corn and all that. And then when the fall came, I picked cotton. I had a bag with a shoulder strap, and when you get it full, you go empty it on the sheet and then come back and pick another bag full. I didn't like it, but I had to do it. The only thing worse than picking cotton was picking dried peas. They stuck your fingers. I never could pick them with a glove because I didn't have any gloves anyhow back then. And so I hated dried peas, but cotton was okay. And then there was always the housework to do. I wasn't trusted to cook biscuits, for instance. My dad did all that, but I would have to wash the dishes. And now and then, we didn't do it too often, but now and then we had to scrub the floors with a mop made of shucks. Shucks coming from ears of corn. And you'd make up a shuck mop. And I would mop the floors now and then. I don't know whether that's the direction you were talking about or not, but anyhow, mm-hmm. That's what I did.
What types of crops would you grow? You mentioned...
Corn and cotton.
Corn and cotton.
Yeah, that's the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them were patches. We would have a patch of sorghum cane, and then we would make sorghum syrup.
Uh-huh.
It's real golden looking. So much better than sugar cane syrup. And it's not molasses, but it's sorghum. And if you're lazy and no account much, that's an expression we use sometimes, no account. I was an interesting person down at Emory University when I was in school there. They weren't accustomed to that kind of talk. But if you're lazy and no account, you just cut the sorghum stalks down and took them to the mill to be ground in and make syrup. But if you were any good, you would take the leaves off first, called stripping the cane, and take the leaves off, and then the cane would make a better looking syrup and a better tasting syrup. But it's hard work, and a lot of people skip that stage of taking off the leaves. But my dad always did it right. So we'd get out there and strip it all down, then he'd come and cut it down, make it syrup. That was one of the sweets we had, was syrup. And most everything else we had were little patches, you know, like a garden for vegetables and a patch of, well, I already mentioned sugar cane, sweet potatoes. And then you put the potatoes on some straw and put a lot of sticks off a tree around them, and then covered all that up with dirt, and the potatoes wouldn't freeze during the winter. So you go down there and scrape around under the dirt and get some out the potatoes. And on a cold winter night, you could put those potatoes in the ashes in the fireplace